Hello, this is the Cherry Bomb here, and I want to welcome you to my new podcast. It's called Conversations with Crossdressers. I started this podcast for a couple of reasons. One is that I recently, within the last few years, have become attracted to men in stockings and heels and silky lingerie, panties, makeup, etc. You get the idea. Another reason is because I wanted to get more information. I wanted to hear more stories. And these crossdressers have some interesting stories to tell, from, you know, living a double life to erotic adventures and more. What I find most interesting about crossdressers is their desire to be feminine and to be sexy like a woman. So I don't really know how far reach this podcast will go, especially right now in its very infancy stage. But I really want people to understand more. I want them to get to know a crossdresser or just get to know what they're about. If you ever had the desire as a man to dress like a woman and you're not really sure why, or if you should explore that side of you, I hope that you might find encouragement in exploring that side of you by listening to these podcasts. And on the other side of it, if you happen to be attracted to men who dress in women's clothing and like to be feminine, that's another thing that you could explore by listening to their stories and finding out that it's probably a very exciting fetish to have. So the event that we are talking about in the first three episodes, it's called the CD Extravaganza, which we held earlier in the summer at the lovely and wonderful Miss Love Pet Lounge. And I will put all of the information, the participants, in the show notes. I'll link to their FET pages, anybody who was involved, and any of the vendors too as well, so that you can check them out and, you know, get a look at some of their goods and services. And one more thing, I just want to apologize in advance for the sound quality in some of these podcasts. I am a novice, to say the least, when it comes to using Logic Pro and sound editing, but I do have a wonderful teacher and I am working on it. So hopefully as time goes on, it'll get better and better. And finally, if you would like to participate and get your story out, I would love to talk to you if you're a crossdresser or if you're maybe on the fence. Maybe you've tried a few things and you're just still not sure, but you want to still tell me your story and maybe become a little bit more comfortable with the idea of it. I would love to talk to you. So I am C-Bombs on FetLife, and you could message me there. Thank you. Enjoy. Hello, this is the Cherry Bomb, and welcome to Conversations with Crossdressers. This episode is the first episode, and I'm very excited because I am talking to my very good friend, Roxy St. James. We are very close, and we are partners in crime, and we have a lot of fun adventures together. Some are documented on our FetLife pages, so if you want to follow us, it's at Roxy St. James and C-Bombs. Hope you enjoy. Roxy is a very confident crossdresser. She's been doing it for a very long time, and she is a pretty strong, opinionated, and would love to be able to have more of the cross-dressing community united and get out there and find places to meet each other, interact, meet new people, get comfortable in their skin, and get comfortable becoming, transitioning into their feminine personas. So I think she's a great person to get to know and to talk to. and I hope you enjoy listening to her story.
You and Roxy?
I am doing absolutely fabulous today.
You are. You look fabulous today.
Thank you. I just had my friend Corinne do my makeup for me, and I'm getting ready for this fantastic party that we're going to do today.
So what is this event that you're hosting today?
Well, the event is the CDX Transvaganza, and it's being hosted at the Love Pet Lounge in Bloomsbury, New Jersey, which is a live farm in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a cornfield. And it's a pretty exciting place to do an event. And this is my first event.
So you've been cross-dressing for a pretty long time, right? How old are you?
How old am I? Don't ever ask a lady how old she is.
I'm sorry.
I have been cross-dressing for almost my entire life. I started cross-dressing when I was 13 years old, and now I am older than I look.
What was the first experience you had trying on, you know, women's clothing?
So my first experience started in, obviously, in my house where I grew up. And I started wearing my mother's clothes, and we also lived with my grandmother, so that gave me two options of clothes that I could wear. And I enjoyed the heels and the stockings and the lingerie, and that was kind of the beginning.
So you went from stockings and heels and lingerie to full on makeup and wigs and eyelashes and everything?
Yes, well, I'm not the kind of person that does things half-assed. So, you know, I think most of us that have gotten involved in cross-dressing probably started out in a very similar way. And over time, you know, you start to expand your horizons and get more involved. I know it went from lingerie to dresses, and then it took me quite a long time before I started doing anything with makeup. Quite honestly, probably not until much later in my life, probably in my late 20s, early 30s, before I started doing anything with makeup and really trying to look the part. So that's kind of evolved, and now I'm at the point where I want to be as feminine as possible. I want to look the part when I go out, and try to be as passable as I can, even though I'm a large framed individual.
That brings me to this question that I had for you. What does it feel like to be gender fluid, I guess I would ask? Like, how does it feel when you transform into Roxy?
Well, as you're aware, I live my life as a very alpha, masculine male, and it really takes me out of my norm and puts me in a place where I'm completely the opposite of my regular life. So it makes me feel really happy to be able to do this, and I guess it gives me an escape from my everyday hectic normal life. So I would say that's really how it makes me feel. On the other side of it, it's kind of scary too, because of my career and my family and my friends who don't know anything about Roxy. You know, I kind of feel that it wouldn't be acceptable for those people to find out for a multitude of reasons.
And is that what you would say is like probably the most frustrating thing about being a crossdresser, or one of its downfalls?
It's absolutely a downfall, and for anybody who does that, I'm sure that the majority of us share the same feelings and fears of being outed and not accepted by your friends and your family.
Yeah, I understand. So that is like one of the downfalls of, you know, when you have two separate lives. So you probably have Roxy friends and then your alpha friends, your vanilla friends, I should say. But what about being a cross-dresser, would you say, is like, what is frustrating about it after you become Roxy? Is there anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to find places to go is really difficult because a lot of the world is still not accepting of people that are different, whether you're a cross-dresser or you have some type of other fetish. Even for people that have, you know, lots of ink or lots of piercings, you know, you're still kind of looked at like some kind of a freak. So you have to be, you have to be very careful about the places that you go. And you kind of have to vet those places and figure out where you're accepted and where you're not. Because you just can't walk into, you have a difficult time, honestly, walking into just a 7-Eleven in downtown USA. So that is, that's probably the most frustrating part about dressing for me.
And what would you say is the most fun, exciting part about cross-dressing?
The most fun, exciting part is kind of the same thing, is getting out, for me, is getting out in, into the public, going to different places and having people look at me. And I'm not going to lie, I love when I get attention from both men and women. It's kind of exciting when you, a total stranger walks up to you and tells you how amazing that you look. That's probably one of the best feelings out there.
So do you want to maybe share like a little bit of maybe your most erotic moment as Roxy?
Well, I will share a little bit about my most erotic part of my life. However, you can read it in my books. I do have a series of books that are telling my life story. So there's three books currently out that are available online. They're ebooks, and it basically starts from where we started here today, my 13-year-old life experiences, and it kind of brings you up to probably about 10 years ago, which was a turning point for me, where I met my first mistress, and she was one of the first people to ever take me out in public and got me dressing in public, taking me shopping to the mall and to consignment shops and finding clothes, and ultimately taking me to a club that is no longer open, that was in Sayreville, New Jersey, called the Coliseum, and introducing me to some people who I had some pretty sultry moments with. And I really don't want to give up too much information because all of this is in my awesome books.
And I can attest that it is hot. So I would suggest you read it.
Yes.
I got off on it once. It was fun.
So yes, there's been a lot of exciting and erotic moments in this Roxy world, and I do like to share it. I do enjoy talking about my experiences, and there's going to be more books to come. So
we'll let you know and where you can find those books at the end of the podcast.
Yes.